Welcome in Breathing Air, Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and this is Aaron. I do thank you very much for tuning in. Tonight, we're going to go to numerology. I was blessed with having a long conversation with our guest yesterday. It is a fascinating interest of mine that I have been really, I've been looking at numerology for some time. And Joanne Justice is the worldwide authority on Chaldean numerology. She is a author and a public speaker, and she has also the wonderful spiritual intuitiveness as well, all her gifts. She is a gifted metaphysic practitioner. She was trained under a mother who is a Chaldean master numerologist, and together they put charts together, and they finally developed a software, a state-of-the-art Chaldean numerology software program that is extremely accurate and calculates and generates the wonderful charts. She does so many amazing things. You have to check out her website, which is Numbers Are Us, and that's numbersru.com. She's got wonderful information on there. And Joanne, welcome to AIR.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate being on BBS Radio.
It's you have a very innovative company that really is dedicated to assisting individuals in their personal development and self-improvement on their journey. And let's just go a little bit over some of the basics first. What is numerology?
Numerology is the language of numbers and their symbolic meaning. That's a simplistic definition, and then it gets a little bit more complicated. So each number has its own vibration and its own vibratory influence upon an individual. The universe has provided hidden codes that lie within each name and birth date, which, when understood, provide excellent tools for the understanding of human nature. In numerology, the codes relate to a person's name and birth date and their blueprint formed by each name and birth date assigned. So what happens is we reverse engineer taking letters of the name and converting them into assigned numbers and applying mathematical formulas. And those formulas for the name reveal the personal characteristics and traits, which equal the behavioral patterns of the individual, as opposed to the development areas, which is what the birth date reveals, and you cannot change that. So it's a very sophisticated mathematical formula that decodes and provides information that has been secret and hidden with each name and birth date.
Well, it is fascinating. I mean, in your book that you've written on this, and what is the name of that book?
The name is The Numbers, The Powerful Bridge Beyond Chaldean Numerology for the New Millennium. And I have co-authored that with William Mikan, who is also a Chaldean master numerologist.
So that really is a complete encyclopedia on numerology.
You will not find another book like this one.
And basically, you go over the history. So you go over, there are three different kinds of numerology. And you go over the history of all three?
I do. We talk about all the systems that are called so-called numerology and why they're not valid and why they've never been valid. And then we concentrate on the origin of where history starts, which is 4004 BCE, or you can track Chaldean numerology back then. And then we go into, after the general information, then we talk specifically Chaldean numerology, how to calculate the formulas, how to reduce the numbers down, and what that means to an individual. This book is absolutely I have clients that call it the sacred book of numbers because it is the rule book. If anyone is interested in really understanding and learning history, because history erred with the story of Pythagoras years ago, and it's been a bunch of errors ever since, and it's been a hard thing to kind of curtail or educate people on because they seem to fall back on what they think they know, and they're not so open to more knowledge and correcting things that were wrong from the past.
Right. People do get their comfort zone, don't they?
They do. They absolutely do. And that's where they have a tendency to stay. But, again, it's free will and choice, so I can't knock that.
I do think that with the shifting of the energies that are going on, more and more people are kind of like getting pushed off their chair in a way.
They absolutely are.
So it's a fascinating this is just like I talked to you for an hour and a half and was just spellbound by the wonderful information that you were telling me about Chaldean numerology. So explain a little bit more about the system.
Okay. There are two systems, and we'll talk about the Chaldean first. Chaldean is based on sound and phonics, sound syllables originally. So back in the olden days, what we had is we had people who communicated with making grunting sounds and noises, and that wasn't working. So eventually, through time, there had to be a system that was universal developed to talk through all cultures, otherwise no one could communicate. So the alphabet came about. But originally, there were 22 letters of the alphabet, and then we added four more. With Chaldean sound and phonics, the alphabet, as we know it, A through Z, is divvied up in a format that is very unique and individualized to sound and phonics. So what happens is, I'll give an example. I, A, J, Q, and Y equal 1. So there are 8 numbers that we assign to the alphabet in this particular system. So if we write the row of numbers 1 through 8 across, and then we divvy up the alphabet by sound and phonics, then what we do is we take letters of the alphabet, converting them into the assigned numbers and applying mathematical formulas, and hence we have decoded what an actual name means.
And with that, it really kind of tells, I mean, what are some of the things within a chart that you tell a person?
Okay, well, first of all, my favorite chart is the basic chart. It is revealing a person's blueprint, how they're wired. Until they understand their strengths and weaknesses and how they're wired, they will never make the best of decisions for them. And a lot of people tell me, oh, yeah, that's, you know, I know who I am and what I do, but every time I sit down to do a reading for an individual, they are so blown away with the information that I can provide to them. We're going to reveal the destiny, the soul desire, emotional desire. That's like an engine in the car that gets you going in the morning. Your personality, your purpose, your life goals, your personal years, your birthday cycles and challenges, your pinnacles, and your soul quality development or lessons you come in this life to learn. Now, for example, if a person's destiny is a non-aggressive number and their purpose is an aggressive number, there's a conflict. One is aggressive, one is not aggressive. So, for example, the non-aggressive number kind of just lies dormant and says, well, maybe I'll do this today, maybe I won't. But the purpose, for example, if it were aggressive, it says, no, we have to go do this today. So you have a fight going on amongst yourself, like just like children at a table. You know, there's not an agreement here. And so when people understand their strengths and weaknesses, and it's important to know your weaknesses so that you can correct them. That's not a negative. I find that as being very positive. When I point out what's going on with someone and they say, wow, what am I going to do? How am I going to fix it? And I said, okay, let's talk about it and let's improve this so it's a strength and not a weakness. And then when they understand the overall big picture of who they are and how they're wired, everything changes because your core characteristics are your personal characteristics that equal your behavioral patterns. So it's very predictable. And once you understand that, you can, going into a relationship, there are a lot of couples that just can't understand why they can't get along. Well, there's reasons for that. If you understood and saw his blueprint and you saw hers and you do a compatibility analysis on the two, you will see what's going on in this relationship. And if the two individuals can see what's going on and they understand this, they will have better communications and they will have a much better relationship. So I can use it across the board. I can do baby naming or testing of baby names. I can do business naming. I can do pet naming. You name it. It's a decoder, and this is the most accurate decoder that you can find. And it is ancient. It goes back to 4004 BCE when history was first recorded.
So basically within this, now you did mention that there was another kind, Western.
Where's Western?
Are you? Okay. So what is Western?
Okay, Western is another system. There are two of them, as I said. These are the two premier systems, but the Western seems to be more preferred only because it's simpler, it's easier to use, and because so many people have used it for so long that they just assume that it's correct. There's a huge difference in the calculation. They use the number system 1 through 9, and they use A through Z in the alphabet. So in other words, if you write out the alphabet A through Z and you went 1 through 9, 1 through 9, 1 through 9, it is cold and it distorts the vibrational patterns of the name. So the birth dates will be the same. The life path or destiny will be the same in the two systems. However, when you get down to the personal characteristics, it's the difference between apples and cherries. And I can tell you from all of the thousands of readings I've done and name changes, people will go out and change their name because this very smart numerologist made the name change, or the numerologist said, well, this just, if your life is not going well, this just changed your name. In fact, I got an email from a potential client today, and he wants to change his name. And the first question I said is, I need to know why. What is the reason behind this? Well, it's because he has some non-aggressive characteristics, and he has a hard time confronting, and he thinks that changing his name will give him power numbers, and therefore his life goes on, you know, in a happy, happy manner. But that is not at all how this process works. And if you're changing your name for the wrong reasons, it will come back to haunt you in a real big way. So you need to go to an expert to know exactly what's happening if you do, in fact, want a name change. And you need to understand by comparing your birth blueprint or your foundation blueprint with the name change to see if the two are compatible. And if they're not compatible, it will never work.
And basically you're just kind of, because I do know somebody who has changed their name 3 times, and they did the last time they actually switched the spelling because they thought it was a better vibration.
That's actually called stretching the vibration, intending to stretch it. I have a client whose name was Rob and her first name, R-O-B-I-N, and then this famous numerologist changed it to R-O-B-B-I-N. So basically what it did when you did the whole calculation on the full name, those two B's were enough to take away the 2 8s or the aggressive money numbers. She lost those and she gained 2 lover numbers, non-aggressive numbers. Well, she's in business and she's an intuitive and she's worldwide, and that just wasn't going to be the right vibration for her. And she said, well, I went to the best numerologist, and I said, no, I'm sorry, you did not. They used the wrong system. So when, you know, and this was just a fluke at the time, and we've become the best of friends because I've done so many readings for her. But when we went through the whole process of my process of generating the blueprint, the foundational blueprint, and then doing comparative analysis, she changed her name right back to what she originally had, and she's successful. Everything's gone backwards. She didn't realize the damage she had done. But when you go back to your maiden name, that goes immediately. But when you change your name, it takes 9 years for the new name to resonate 100%. So now you're drawing vibrational patterns off of a new name and the prior name. And if, in fact, they're not compatible, they flip-flop for dominance and attention and can cause internal power struggles, and you will not know it's a result of a name change. So I take this very seriously, and most of the time I try to talk the individual out of making the name change because, like in the case of this gentleman this morning, he had all the wrong reasons. He does astrology, he does Western numerology, he does Kabbalah, and now he wants to know more about Chaldean and make sure that they're all compatible. And I told him, you're wasting your time. It will never happen. But again, free will and choice, and I wish him on his way because he is not open to listening to the fact that there are flaws in that system and you can't combine them to have a perfect formula because it's not going to happen.
Right. They're very different.
They're very different.
So you can, so you are saying if you really want a successful business, you should have the name checked out before you really set it up?
Absolutely. It's the foundation, and it sets the stage, so to speak. Now, I will tell you, because I've been in many corporate companies, that we had, in one company, we had superior marketing people, but not a product. But they were very successful because of the marketing people and the money they were able to put behind the branding of these products. And I've been in opposite environments where the product was great, but management wasn't great. So it's a combination of a lot of things. Management, funding, and having a great product and a great name that you are able to brand and to be able to market this product quickly and within a window of time so that you don't lose traction in promoting your product. So it's a combination of things, but it starts with the vibrational patterns of the name. You want a very successful name. You don't want a karmic vibration. You don't want an uphill battle vibration that is very hard to, it's obstructive, it's risk-taking. You really don't want to start there. You want to start with a successful winning name.
It's very interesting because you did my chart yesterday, and it was fascinating. There was some major differences between the Western and the Chaldean. So do you want to give an example of what else that, you know, I just want the audience to really understand what numerology can tell you. So can you give an example of some of the numbers and their meanings or the combinations? Because there is some complex numbers, correct?
I know there are. And in the Chaldean system, we don't look at the numbers as being negative or positive. It's like if you sit down to play cards and I dealt you a hand, you're going to say, wow, this is great, I can't wait. And the other person might say, oh, no, I can't play this game, I don't have the right combination. So the name assigned on your birth certificate, when it's inked with the birth date, that's your blueprint. That's like when you build a house or you build anything, you cannot build it without a blueprint, because if you don't have a blueprint, you're going to make some mistakes, and they're full of mathematical formulas, and we are no different. When we are born, that birth certificate turns into an owner's manual, a blueprint, a chart, however you want to term it. It's all basically the same thing. And so what happens here is it's based on your destiny. You cannot control that because that's the date of your birthday. Now, if a woman is having cesarean section and she goes into a specific date, she can't control it by that. But basically, the name reveals your personal characteristics and trait. And when you change the name, 98% of the time, those characteristics will change. Now, because this is based on a mathematical formula, you will either get a drastic change, the same blueprint, or something that is not so drastically different but will cause a problem because it's not compatible. Now, when we look at, for example, the 18-9, the 18-9 is the most powerful number you can have. It is the number of worldwide leaders. The one is the leader who stands on his own 2 feet and implements his creative ideas. The 8 is the money number, fabulous, wonderful, intelligent, and impeccable with management. They can manage anything. They're just brilliant people. And the 9 is the compassionate humanitarian, here to serve mankind. When you get a 9 or an 18-9 in your chart, you belong to the world. You're not likely to be home at the same time every night and say, honey, what's for dinner? You're just not going to do that, because if somebody calls and says, I have a flat tire or I need a ride to the airport, you belong to the world. So these people have a lot of struggles in that they want a personal relationship. However, they belong to everyone. And then you have the number 7, which is a beautiful number, but this one traps a lot of people in that it's the intellectual number. And if you have an intellectual number on your heart line, the soul line, and your personality, this can create all kinds of havoc for you. As a child growing up, you never feel like you're in the right place or right space, and you don't know how you got here, and you're not like the rest of the children. You always feel abnormal, and this has a tendency to get you in trouble along the way because you can't figure out. You think there's something drastically wrong with you, and there isn't. You were just born like a robot in a human being's body. The 7s are the intellectual. So what you're looking for is you're looking for the strengths, and you're looking for aggressive, non-aggressive numbers. That is a blend of everything. And so I can pick apart every number and tell you, you know, beautiful numbers and how they work together. But it's a series of numbers. And in your blueprint, there are 9 components or missions, starting with the destiny, as I said, the soul desire, personality, purpose, and so on. That whole combination makes up who you are. So a lot of people are out there looking for their purpose, and they're spending a lot of money saying, what is my purpose? That's what you aspire to be. And anybody can come up with that in any method they use. However, if you don't see the whole picture as to how the purpose falls into place with the rest of your components, the purpose isn't going to do you any good whatsoever. So you need to see the big picture. And each number is very specific as to what they mean.
So
does that explain the question?
Yes, it did. So basically, you have a couple readings that you suggest and really strongly urge that people get both readings.
Absolutely. Actually, the best reading you could ever have is the set, and I always recommend people when they call up and they can't quite afford it, I just say, please don't do it until you can. This is an experience, a one-time experience, unless you, like a lot of my clients will call me up and they want a refresher 2 or 3 months or they have a question and I'm happy to answer the question. What I offer that is a personal assessment tool that is the best in the business, I don't see anyone else or any company that can offer this, and this is really a gift based on an ancient formula that is so exact, it's really chilling. It's magical. And what it is first you get your blueprint of how your name and your birth date reveal your personal characteristics and development. That is complete. Once that is set the stage, then I have a second chart that tracks you emotionally and physically from age 1 to your current age, 5 years in the future. And what this does is this tells me what happened to you from age 1 to 20, and that's when most abuses occur for children. And then if they haven't gotten rid of it and it's still in their DNA code, it will travel with them along, and they will have a tendency to sabotage certain opportunities for them because they can't quite get it resolved. It lies dormant, or they try to forget about it, or they're in denial, but it's always there. And then I look at currently where you are and what's happening and where you may be trapped or where you're having difficulties. And then I look 5 years in the future, and the 5 years in the future gives a lot of people hope. There are a lot of people that do very hard time in the beginning of their life, and they have a better ending, or vice versa. But it's different for everyone. It can tell me when there's an ending in a relationship, possibly a death. When I say an ending, it's an ending of a relationship, and however that is, a divorce, a relationship, friends, family, whatever it might be, or an ending in a career. They're very specific numbers, and there's very specific numbers that show it's, if it's karmic or if there's been a very difficult time for you. Like I have a particular client that she said everything was fine in her life, and I said, well, let's talk about this. And I said, I'm going to tell you what your chart reveals, and you can tell me if I'm correct or not. And she was so stunned because she tried to hide so many things. And like I said, this is not about me. This is about me as an expert putting in place information that there's no way you could possibly have. And so I showed her for 9 years. She was in a very difficult time. And then for the following 2 years, she was getting out of that difficult time and going into a better time. Well, she had told me the story. She said, how would you know that? And I said, the numbers don't lie. And her boyfriend was killed, and she went through a traumatic 9-year period, and she's just kind of like waking up and getting on with it. But I'm telling you, the numbers are different for everyone. I know what they mean. And so if I had a series of numbers in your chart that were identical to somebody else's chart, but your story might be completely different, but they still right. tell me that it was violent, it was difficult, this is a very difficult time for you, and then other numbers can tell me this is a great time for you, this is a great time for a relationship or not a relationship. The numbers are very powerful. So the combination of these two charts will blow you off your socks, because this is so incredible, the amount of information that can be gleaned from both of these charts. There's nothing like it.
Okay. I would like to kind of backtrack just a little bit, because you learned this from your mother.
Yes.
And how did she pick up numerology? How did she find this?
My mother is very intuitive. She is so brilliant. She was way beyond her age. My father died at a very early age and left us in a horrific financial situation. And my mother got to studying. The only thing that kept her going really was, I want to know, did he die because it was his time and there was a reason for it, or was it just a mere accident? What's going on here? So she started studying, and she put 5 years into this, and she actually wrote a Western program with a friend of hers. They were in partnership together. And they were so excited to finally release this program, and they started doing all these readings, and everyone said, nope, 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 that's right, this is wrong, but mostly it's wrong. And she was devastated because she spent 5 years doing this, and then she picked up a book. Someone gave her a book on numerology. It should have read, the title should have said Chaldean, but it said Numerology Made Easy by William Mikan. He also studied the Western system and discovered the inaccuracies and the flaws to the Western system, which most of the Chaldean masters have done. It's all written in all their books that they tried it, didn't work out. And then she contacted him and said, I'd like to use your material, and I want to revamp my computer program, which he did. So she rewrote a computer program based on the Apple IIc, and it was good until 99, and then with the Y2K cutover, my mother was over the table trying to do everything by hand. And, of course, you know, accuracy can always be a problem if you're not dead on with your numbers, and it's really easy to make a mistake. So I got involved in it because I've been involved with it my whole life and my family. You know, if we had a bad day, it was because of this number, and when we traveled, it had to be on this day, and if something was going on in our life, it was because of this. And so, you know, we were raised with this. This is like a no-brainer for us because I was born in a metaphysical family. And then afterwards, my mom always said, I wish she put aside the computer program because someone tried to steal it. And from that point on, she donated her time and her reading after she rewrote the program for free. And we had people lined up around the block. We brought everybody from school. We brought anybody who had a problem to my mom and said, here, can you fix this for them? And they were always blown away with the amount of information that my mother was able to give them based on their name and their birth date. And it was really fascinating. And then I was so involved with it. And math, I've always been an intuitive on math. And I'm a logistics expert by trade, coming from the corporate world into the metaphysical world. So being a logistics expert with an intuitive birth background, I was always outdid myself because nobody knew how I had these trade secrets or how I could figure out all this stuff, and it was easy for me. I never quite understood why I was going in this direction, but based on my upbringing and the situations that occurred for us being raised, I fell into a lot of rat traps. And in order to survive in a man's world and have to put everything together when I had no experience and I really didn't have parents who were there for me as role models based on their circumstances, I became the fox. I had to become the fox to outfox everybody. And I pride myself on that because that was a lot of work, and I have a master's degree in the Thorns of Experience. I've been there, done it. So when someone calls me and says, well, I'm sort of ashamed to tell you, I said, get over it. I've been there, done it myself. So it's wonderful for me because I'm experiencing what they are already having a hard time sharing with me. And again, this is not about me. This is about me helping the person understand who they are, how they're wired, what's going on with them, and help them out of their rat trap.
So my question for you, you said in there that you used to bring friends around, and especially if they had a problem, said, Mom, can you fix this? Is it just knowing the number, that you understand the number, that you can kind of alter the vibration of it? Or how does it, you know, fix the situation by knowing it?
Okay, well, I have found throughout time, when I started to do lectures way back when, I thought it was really important that everybody know what this number is and that number and how it works. People don't care. They don't want to know. They want to know the benefits. So I'm a storyteller. So what we would do is tell them a story about themselves so they had a big picture, not a little tunnel vision of who they are. And when they had an understanding that they had, for example, most people have issues with confrontation, and so that closes all their doors down because they don't want to confront somebody, they don't want to hurt their feelings. And so subsequently what happens is they become a doormat, and they allow other people to make choices for them because they don't have an understanding of, why am I doing this? So the numbers, what the numbers do for me is it sets up the stage where I can read them, and I go beyond reading because I'm an intuitive. So I give them a lot more than they could hope for. And a lot of people say, where did you get that information? Nobody in the world knows that but me. How did you get that information? I just read a script and I know it. So what this does for them is it tells them what's going on with them based on using these numbers. The numbers mean very specific things. So when I'm doing a reading, I have the person have their chart in front of them, and I show them number one means this, number two means this, number three means this, and this is how your blueprint is calculated. And with that, it's not so much that they have to know the numbers, but what the numbers mean to them, how it relates to them, and how it's going to change their life. And when it's all said and done, a lot of people will say, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't understand that. If I'd known this about my partner, I would have been more understanding. I would have been able to work out our differences instead of getting a divorce. It's powerful information.
Now, would you mind just going over the basic meaning of, like, 1 through 8 or 1 through 9?
Yes. Well, actually, it doesn't work that way. There are 17 components. What this works is the calculation for arriving at numbers is 1 through 8. So that sets the stage for the formula. However, there is a 1. The 1 is the leader, the pioneer, who implements their own ideas. They're aggressive. They need to be in the driver's seat. This is someone who's very powerful and aggressive. Also, I want to say that before I go any further with that is we fall under one of three categories. You're either a lover. This is a person who's non-aggressive, the caregiver. They don't generally like to make decisions. They like to be in the passenger side of the car. But if, for example, they're a single parent and they're forced to make it, they will have to make it. Then there is the leader who is in charge 24/7, and they must be the driver in the car, and they're always in control. And then there is a combination of the lover-leader, aggressive, non-aggressive. That is more balanced for a lot of people. So people fall under one of those three categories. And I'll give you an example. My son is a genius IQ, very intellectual. He has all the intellectual numbers. And he chose to marry someone who was very soft, very loving, very caring, and didn't have the intellectual numbers. The reason for this is he specifically did not know this is what he was doing, but this is exactly what he did. He wanted to come home to someone who loved him and his children and was a stay-at-home mom. He got that, and we have the most beautiful grandson as a result of her patience and her love. She doesn't want to be out in the world. She doesn't want to be doing all this intellectual stuff. That isn't what she's meant to be. She is the lover, and he is the lover leader. So it's a great combination. Whereas my other son, who is the twin, he wanted someone who was very stimulating, very intellectual, and so that's what he chose because that's what he needed for him. So we can choose the blueprints according to what's best for us, but people don't go around saying, is that a lover, is that a leader? We're all lovers, but it has a very specific meaning associated with that. So with that said, the two is the diplomat peacemaker, the partnership number. It's a very non-aggressive number, but if that's your destiny, that will create some havoc for you because you're very sensitive, very caring, and it creates other development areas for you. And again, it's based upon the rest of the number and the mix that reveals in your blueprint. The three is very creative, very magnetic, very sensual, very social, communication. For them, they're the entertainer. This is a very joyful, exciting number, a lot of energy. The four is the builder of structure and foundation. This is someone who is exact in everything they do. They have a tendency to be a little stubborn and opinionated because if you write a four on a piece of paper and put a top across, you'll see a box within the four. And until this person learns to get outside their box, because they like to be in the box because it's predictable, it's safe, it's easy, and they don't have to worry about, well, what if this happens and what if that happens? And the five is the person who likes their freedom, change, and travel. And a lot of people have a hard time in relationship with this number or the 23-5, which is a more in-depth version of the five, because they don't want a rope around their neck. They don't want to be trapped. And their lover will always be freedom. So, again, this sets the stage for the behavior of this individual. And I can give you an example of, I have a friend who is very intellectual, brilliant, brilliant man, photographic memory. He just outdoes everybody, but he has a very heavy brain, and not everybody wants to be around him because he's not fun. And he was dating someone with the 23-5, the joyful, energetic change and everything, and I said, it's never going to work for you because her freedom is her freedom. She's never going to settle down. And he said, oh, I can make that happen. I'll give her everything. I'll travel with her. I'll take care of the expenses. I said, it's never going to happen. And so after we did the reading of both, and I said, she will never settle down because it's not in the cards. He finally called me back and said, we broke up. And I said, why'd you break up? She said her freedom was more important than anything in the world. And she didn't want to be trapped by his control and, you know, wanting what he wanted. And then you've got the six, which is the lover, the domestic individual who's very caring, very much involved in their family and their friends on a domestic level. They're a humanitarian. And then the seven is the educator of the world with a very analytical mind, and this number will get you in trouble if it's on the heart line or if it's on the personality. And there are other numbers where that can show up, but basically on those two particular components, because it's unbalanced, it's all intellectual capacity as opposed to softness and a great personality. That's why baby naming is so important to me and I'm so passionate about it, is because the parent can actually pick the core characteristics by understanding and analyzing what the name reveals, as opposed to just go picking a name. And then you have the eight, which is the money number, the wealth number. It's a person who likes the image, the cars, the clothes. You can go too far overboard and spend like a drunken sailor because you want all of the things to be perfect with you, but you don't have the spiritual side of you. So that is a person who is really great in management. They're great on details. And then you have the nine, who is the compassionate humanitarian and here to serve mankind. And then from there, we have what we call compound numbers, like a 14-5, a 23-5. So the 5 has three sets of numbers. That means something specific. The 14-5 is a risk taker. So if you have a 14-5 on a personal year, that says if you're going to go into money matters, be very, very careful because it's very risky business. And if it's on your heart line, it will create havoc for you in a relationship because it's stubborn and opinionated. And that number is like my way or the highway. And it's amazing how all these numbers tell a story. But again, you have a possibility of 17 combinations in your chart, and they each reveal something different. So based on how your name and blueprint calculate out to be, I can't be more specific than that because it depends on each person's individual blueprint to determine what is the blueprint or the path or the journey that they're going to be taking. But I can tell you the wrong conception is change my name and I'm going to be more successful and happy and it's going to change all my problems. I say drugs are faster than doing that because, you know, drugs change things, but the name and the numbers that you're going to change because it takes 9 years to make that change anyway are not going to help you at all. It's the wrong solution to your problem. The problem that you need to deal with are the issues at hand and developing them to become a more integrated individual. You will be far more better in the long run than trying to make a name change that's not going to get you anywhere. And like I said, I really do try to talk people out of it because by the time I do a reading and I do a comparative analysis where they started and the name changes, they can see the big picture and say, well, I made a mistake. That's not what I want to do after all. That's because they were given the wrong information to begin with or the wrong system.
Right. Now, if somebody is getting divorced, do you highly recommend for the most part for them to go back to their maiden name?
Actually, it depends on the scenario. What I recommend first is I never make a recommendation until I've generated the chart. I go back to the birth chart, and then I take the married name chart, and I see the comparative analysis. If it's an enhancement to where they were, I say stay there if they want to keep the name. Now, for most women who have families, they keep the name because they have children with the same name. And generally speaking, later on in life, they will change that name. And then there are cases where I will recommend going back to the birth name because it's more powerful, it's more successful, and it's time to get rid of that name. It's more of a burden. So I can't make that call until I've done my due diligence and learning why the name change, if a name change, and the meaning of it, do you like it, do you not like it. I have a client who has the most beautiful blueprint. Before she met her husband, she was creative, she was happy, she was joyful, and then she got married, and the minute she took his name, she told me, she said, I hate the name, I'm never going to want the name, it doesn't feel right, it's not the right fit, it just does something awful to me. But she took it because he insisted on it, and she was afraid to say, I really don't want your name. So after I did her reading, I said, you are more successful and happy, and you're a completely different person with that other name. My recommendation would be to use your birth name, which is instant to go back to, and introduce yourself as Mr. and Mrs. in public so that, you know, it takes care of his needs and takes care of your needs. But I learned in the reading that he was very abusive and this was never going to happen, and she's still using the married name and she's totally unhappy, and it's brought her bad luck because it's completely incompatible with what she was supposed to do when her name was inked on the birth certificate and became her blueprint.
That's
so she knows, she's intuitive, and she knows this is exactly what's going on in her life, but she's so fearful. I said, as long as you're fearful, you close all your doors, and I can't help you any further. I gave you the reading, I gave you the information, you agreed that this is exactly what's going on, exactly what you need to do, but you couldn't make the change because you're afraid of your husband. So I can't help someone from that point on. And what I do is an investment in yourself. And if you're not willing to make this investment, then this is not the right product for you. And you can go to a tarot reader, or you can go to any numerologist, or anyone who says they're a psychic, and you can go get their help. But I would never advise that because I have done thousands of personal readings of babies, children, young adults. I have done all walks of life, all ages, and everybody wants the same thing. They want to be loved. They want to be secure. Mm-hmm. They want to be happy. They want to have a great career. Everybody wants the same thing. But the stories are so drastically different from one person to another, and it's all based upon your choices. And it all starts with the first 20 years. It starts with how you're raised. If you're in a loving environment with great parents who are role models, you have a much better chance of making it than in a dysfunctional environment with divorce, abuse, and everything else. And when you come from an abusive environment, you have a tendency to go down that path because it's monkey see, monkey do. If you see what your parents do, and if they make bad choices, you automatically do it because you think your parents are right, because that's how you're raised. So
right.
There are a lot of factors that go into this, but I can tell you, if you are a parent that is about to have a child, you really need to pay attention to testing the name. Testing the name is not the same thing as assigning the name. You need to know what you are assigning the name. It's very important.
So it really is a way of helping the child by using, you know, the testing method to really have a successful and happy life.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll give you an example with my grandson. My daughter-in-law is very non-traditional. In that, I take that back. I should have said traditional. She is traditional, not non-traditional. And she didn't want to know what the name revealed. She wanted a surprise for everybody. And I said, oh, you'll have a surprise all right on your hand, but it'll be a surprise that you're not going to want. And my mother's a master, so she called my daughter-in-law over with my son, and we sat down and said, this is very serious business, baby naming. Please take it very serious. We've done more than enough charts to tell you that it matters. And so afterwards, my son says, well, I really want to test the three names we've come up with. My daughter-in-law really wasn't too happy about that. And he said, well, it's my son, and I need to take a look at what's going on here to make sure we're making the right choice. So I generated all three charts, and I did a reading. Two of the names they chose had a 7 on the heart line and a 7 on the personality. Now, it just happens they couldn't control the birth, and the baby was born on a 7. So the baby would have had 3 7s, and it would have been absolutely devastating to this child. Both the names would have been devastating because the names would have been so totally out of balance. And when they picked the third name, I said, this child is going to be so brilliant, and he's an entertainer, and he's got the best personality, and he's going to be a happy, loving child. I said, I guarantee you this is going to be the case. Well, that's exactly what we have. The baby was born on a 7 destiny, so he's very intellectual. And if he looks at something, and I have to say, based on his mother's teachings, she's very tolerant, she's very patient, she's teaching him sign language at 15 months. This child tells you when he's done eating, when he's had enough, when he wants something, and his communication skills are far superior to any child I've ever seen. And I'm not saying that as a result of him being my grandchild. I am so blown away with this child. He's beyond for his age. And it was simply because he's got a great name. He has 2 3s in his chart, which is the creativity, the lover, very sensual. He's just dynamite as far as the personality goes. And wherever he goes, everybody comments on he's just a lovely child, and he's outgoing, and everybody, and he's beautiful to begin with. He's a very handsome child. So the combination has made this child going to be very successful, and his upbringing with 2 parents and a family that dearly adores him and loves him, he'll have an opportunity that children never get. And that saddens me because I do readings for people who have these numbers and the upset and experiences and abuses that they've gone through as a result of trying to figure out what happened to them. Why do they turn out the way they are? And they were never happy with their names, but they did not know the whole process and what's involved.
Yeah, it is amazing. When you did your chart, you were a little, you really weren't surprised that I had so many 3s in my chart.
Oh, no. No, I was surprised that you had 7 in your chart. I've never had that with anyone. So your creativity is off the Richter scale. I mean, it's beyond. And being that your background is a graphics designer anyway, that is just, it's just everything you do, your radio, your communication skills, you're in such a perfect environment to express yourself and to be creative and to help others. It's just a blessing.
And I absolutely adore what I do, and it is my passion. creativity and helping others to be creative is, that's what I'm all about, is to help people have fun.
I love and, what I do.
There's just so much information that you can get on your website as well. So on your website, you actually go over briefly over the history of numerology, correct?
Yes.
And then you also go over the system for this method of numerology. You also give an idea of what the charts and the readings are about and what they're doing. And I just noticed on here, you do it for animals.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. And animals are such very, very, very special energy, and also with businesses. So the businesses, I wanted to ask you earlier, if you look at the name, do you include the incorporated or corporation?
No. That's the problem. That's the problem, because if you don't know the rules, you'll make the mistake. Anything having to do with the financial institution of how you are setting up the business is not part of the name. I mean, it is part of the name visually, but it's required. It is separate from the name. Like if you wanted to check out a website and you wanted a URL, you would not use the .com. That's an extension. That is not the name. That is just part of the process for getting the URL. You would not use incorporated LLC. You would not use, if you're going to do a name, you would not use junior or senior. Those extensions are not part of the name.
Okay.
As far as the calculation goes.
Okay, because I was just kind of curious about that. And with a business, it's the day of filing. I mean, if you choose the name, is it that date that you would use for the beginning of the company?
No.
Or is it the filing?
There are two different things. First, okay. You pick a winning name. You have that. And then you decide what day you want to file it, okay? Now, based on, you know, how you're going to incorporate and whatever, you go file it, and then it's stamped, and it's, you know, it's recorded, and that's another date. You cannot control that. But you can control going to filing it on a vibrational day that is very positive. It's a really good number, as opposed to a karmic vibration or an uphill battle vibration in a disruptive vibration. You don't want to do that. So you can pick and choose what date. Like if you're going to go in for surgery, or if you're getting married, or if you're going to travel, you want the very best dates that apply to each of those events. So if you're going to go in for surgery and it's really a bad vibrational pattern, that's not going to work for you. I mean, that's not a good thing. That's the worst thing that you could do, but people don't know the difference because they're scheduled. They go in. A lot of my clients are really savvy. They call me up and say, I need to have surgery. These are the possibility of dates. Could you run them for me? I can give you the universal vibrational patterns or the personal day patterns, which are going to both be positive. Either way, you can use each system. Whether you do it personally or you do it on the universal day, because that's what's going to matter when you go in for surgery. So for filing, it's the same thing. You file on a great day, and, of course, they stamp it, and that's when the filing date is. And like I said, you can't control that.
Right. So with children, that is really a great passion for you, helping with the name of a child to really give it the very best.
I do.
Migration.
Exactly. I have
and
one
you,
client.
Go on.
I have one client who, her mother is psychic, and her husband, he's over in the war zone. We're going battling back and forth. They knew they were going to have a little boy, and knowing what she knows and about, you know, the vibrational patterns, she said, I need a name for this boy. And I said, I cannot choose a name for you. I do not choose names for anyone. That is not my job. You need to resonate with that name. I can do a comparative analysis and explain what each name means, but I cannot pick it or will not pick it for you. I actually went through 35 names for them, and I gave them 35 baby charts. until they finally came up. She was always picking the most powerful names that she didn't want for the little boy, and he was picking non-aggressive names. And then we had a blend, so they gave me the names that they really liked, and I just put them together in different ways to see what the vibrational patterns are. I can do that, but I'm not choosing the name. That was based on their choice. And then they finally came up with a name, and they were so pleased and so happy. This little boy is the perfect fit for this name. Now, that's drastic. Most people don't go to that care or that expense to buy 35 charts. But in this particular case, it was important to her, and that's what they did.
Yes. And, I mean, and how is that little boy?
He's a beautiful little boy. He's loved. Dad's home from the service, and they couldn't be happier with this little boy. And he's special because his mom does healings on him all the time, and they have intuitive information about the boy, and they know his blueprint. They know how he's wired. They know what works or what won't work for them. The parents have this information, and it's so prior to birth, I can give you the core characteristics and the lessons the child is going to learn. After the baby's born, they need to do a basic chart or the blueprint, which gives them the destiny and it gives the development area. So the parents have a full understanding of what this child is all about. They will be 10 times better parents. They will manage them differently. They will influence them differently when they understand what the blueprint is. Now, I can tell you that having twins, my sons have the same development because they have the same birth date, but they have different names and they have different characteristics which are true to each of their individual names. And so you cannot raise twins like the same child. That is not going to happen. And likewise, when you have a boy and a girl, or based on their components, you can have one child that's very, very stubborn and opinionated and, you know, has tantrums all the time. You have another child that's very agreeable and very happy all the time. You cannot discipline those two children the same way. But if you understood what their components were, what their traits were, what their behavioral patterns are likely to be, you will find a more inspirational way to discipline them as opposed to going head-to-head, which will never work.
Right. So,
and I know with doing all these readings, I know how important that name is. And so if parents, I would really like to influence these celebrities, because that's the fastest way to train people and to educate people on the truth about this Chaldean numerology, which has been a hidden secret for so long, because originally there was a school set up and it was burned down because the village people thought that it was voodoo and witchcraft because they didn't understand it and it scared them, so they burned it down. And from that point on, it was word of mouth. It was handed down from generation to generation, word of mouth. And you know, in communications, it's really easy to screw something up. And so
yes.
parts reside in the world that are correct, but most of it was destroyed in the process of communications. And so that's why we are pleased with our book, because it's three generations. It's over 75 years of secrets, and it is the real deal.
And it is beautiful. And as usual, time is just flying, so I want to make sure that you give your website and a way to get in touch with you.
Okay.
About getting these wonderful readings.
My website is numbers, plural, numbers, letter U.com. So it's numbersru.com.
And they just go on there and look up the charts that they want to get and get in touch with you that way.
Well, what I prefer is that people look at the information and then call me direct, because a lot of times people will go up there and they'll put in their credit card and download a chart and they have no idea what they're doing and they make mistakes. The reason why my charts are priced individually is because I have a lot of life coaches that go up there and they'll buy a chart. They may want a reading or they may not want a reading, and so they do their own thing, and that's how I set it up originally. But I have so many package deals based on what you want to order, what you want, what your needs are. So if a person calls me direct, then I can tell them what the options are and they'll get a much better deal, because I will actually include more work in there as opposed to just, you know, selling a chart and a person doing their own thing.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and that all the information is on her website. And with that, Joanne, it's been awesome. It's been very, very informative. You are a wonderful, wonderful lady with so much to offer, and I wish you all the very best. I know you're going to be extremely, extremely successful.
Well, thank you very much.
And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.